Welcome to Academic Challenge here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. My name is Ray Gustafson. I'm your host and moderator, and today we're featuring teams from Michigan Lutheran and South Haven. WSJM's Academic Challenge features scholastic competition involving high schools from around Southwest Michigan. Academic Challenge, sponsored by our good friends at Signature Dealer Group. Get the deal, not the ordeal. Go to signaturedealergroup.com. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. The Cook Nuclear Plant, Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, where Lancers become leaders. Bradford Insurance Agency, your local AAA insurance agent. And South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. And let's meet the teams. We'll start on the Michigan Lutheran side. Introduce yourself. Tell me what grade you're in. And Bill, what should we ask them for a question? We've done blood type, shoe size, favorite class, favorite. What do you think?
Well, I think let's put the pressure on them. How about their favorite teacher?
Their favorite teacher. Oh. Okay. So your name, your grade, and your favorite teacher, and you can't get close enough to those microphones. So get nice and close. And go ahead.
I'm Becca Willis, and I am a ninth grader, and my favorite teacher is Miss Abel.
Good. Next.
I'm Jordan Ramirez. I'm a sophomore, and my favorite teacher is Mr. Ghoul.
I'm Katie Ratovich. I'm a senior, and my favorite teacher is Mr. Herbst.
I'm Maddie Swisher. I'm in ninth grade, and my favorite teacher is Mr. Ghoul.
Excellent. Over to the South Haven side. Your name, grade, and favorite teacher.
Okay, I'm Ellie Frost. I'm a sophomore, and my favorite teacher is Mr. Millier.
That's because he's here.
I'm Peter Philbrandt. I'm a senior from South Haven, and my favorite teacher is Mr. Eddy.
Good.
I'm Joe Nelson. I'm a senior as well, and my favorite teacher is Miss Day.
I'm Kate. I'm a senior, and my favorite teacher is Mr. Stapp.
All right. Welcome both teams tonight to Academic Challenge. We've got some basic rules to cover quick here. During the first and second halves, we will announce the point value of each question before it's asked. When you do press your button, if you're going to answer, wait for me to call on you before you answer the question so that way our listening audience knows who it is that's answering the question. There's no consultation allowed except during the 60-second round at halftime, and I'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. Again, my name is Ray Gustafson, your scorekeeper and judge, and normally Bill Klein sits in as the person asking the questions, and we've taken it all the way to the top. We have Bill Crowder, the general manager here at Signature Dealer Group, to help us out. Bill, you were on the other side of the table years ago as a student contestant on the old Quiz Bowl from many years ago, and it's an honor and a privilege to have you here reading the questions with us tonight.
Well, the honor is mine to be part of this. Thank you.
Yeah, this is a lot of fun. So, teams, are you ready for the competition?
Yes,
oh,
sir.
Yeah.
All right, thank
Woo.
You very much. Listen to that
enthusiasm.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. All right, we will begin. Get your hands on your buzzers. We will announce if it's a math question. We've got pencil and paper there for you if it is a math question. Let's begin. Academic challenge.
All right, the first question for 5 points. Were the first Europeans to reach the New World Portuguese, Spanish, English, Scandinavian?
We have Peter from South Haven.
Scandinavian.
Correct.
For 5 points. Good.
This is a math question.
Okay, get your pencils ready. I will ask him to read the question twice. If you know it after the first time he answers it or asks it, you can buzz in, but he will read it twice.
This is an easy one. They'll do it in their head.
Okay, here we go.
For 5 points. If a salesman received a commission of 15% on a sale of a $1,500 piano, how much money did he earn?
Go ahead and say it a second time, just because they're figuring it
out. If a salesman received a commission of 15% on a sale of a $1,500 piano, how much?
Okay, we have Peter from South Haven.
$225.
Correct.
$225 for 5 points. Good.
Next question for 10 points. Name the two modern nations that occupy the land that nurtured the Indus Valley civilization around.
We have Jordan from Michigan Lutheran.
India and Pakistan.
That is correct.
For 10 points. Good.
Next question for 10 points. Name the third largest tree in the world. It is a giant sequoia in California.
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
Old sequoia.
Incorrect. Let me finish the question.
Finish the question.
General Sherman is the largest. General Grant is the second largest.
South Haven, give you a few seconds. Time's up.
General Lee.
All right. Next question.
For 5 points. When you have eliminated the impossible, whatever remains, however improbable, must be the truth. What famous fictional detective said it?
Peter from South Haven?
Sherlock Holmes.
Correct.
4 or 5 points. Good.
For 10 points, after discovering treasure in a cave on a deserted island in Italy, Edmond Dantès assumed what title?
Jordan from Michigan Lutheran.
Count of Monte Carlo.
Incorrect.
Incorrect. South Haven, 5 seconds. Peter, South Haven.
Count of Monte Cristo.
Correct.
For 10 points.
All right. I had the C right. It's close.
For 10 points, what lobe of the human brain is adjacent to the frontal lobe, the parietal lobe, and the occipital lobe?
Katie on Michigan Lutheran's kind of hitting her forehead trying to figure this one out.
It's the temporal lobe.
Anybody have that? Were you thinking that, Katie? Kind of, sort of?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. All right, next question.
For 5 points, which of these prefixes does not refer to a part of the body? Cephalo, gastro, utero, infra, or arterio?
Peter, South Haven?
Infra.
Correct.
For 5 points, good.
For 10 points, Grover Cleveland was the only ex-president to have been elected president again. Only one other ex-president has been so much as a runner-up in a presidential election, and he did so as a third-party candidate. Who is he?
Jordan, Michigan Lutheran.
Theodore Roosevelt.
That is correct.
For 10 points, good.
For 5 points, which of these animals has retractable claws? Wolf, raccoon, skunk, bear, or lion?
Jordan, Michigan Lutheran.
Lion.
Correct.
For 5 points, good.
For 5 points, what can cause the ice at the bottom of a glacier to melt, even in freezing temperatures? It's pressure.
Pressure. Next question.
Define and spell colloquial.
Say it again.
Define and spell colloquial.
Oh. Joe, South Haven.
An informal saying. C-O-L-L-O-Q-U-I-A-L.
Correct.
Correct for 5 points.
Thanks, Mr.
Good. And we're moving on to the next question.
For 15 points, what country's 2017 earthquakes of magnitude 8.2 and 7.1 were caused by the Cocos Plate being pushed under the North American Plate?
Peter, South Haven.
Mexico.
Correct.
For 5 points, good.
That was for 15.
Or 15, sorry.
For 5 points, heavy monsoon rains that sparked floods and caused buildings to collapse have killed dozens of people in what country's Uttar Pradesh state?
Jordan's Michigan Lutheran.
India.
Correct.
For 5 points, good.
For 10 points, hurt by tariffs, members of which vocation in the USA are being offered a $12 billion emergency trade package?
Peter, South Haven?
The steel industry.
Steel incorrect. Industry,
incorrect. Michigan Lutheran, I'll give you 5 seconds. Anybody? Jordan?
Car manufacturers.
Incorrect. The correct answer is farmers.
Next question.
For 20 points.
Ooh, this is going to be a tough one.
Whose star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame was recently destroyed?
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
Donald Trump.
Correct.
Donald Trump. See?
Another question for 20 points. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos's 163-foot yacht was recently set loose on what lake?
We have Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
Lake Champlain.
Incorrect.
We Joe from South Haven. Or no, Peter from South Haven.
Lake Makatawa.
Incorrect. It's Lake Huron.
Lake Huron.
For 5 points. Based on observations by a European spacecraft, what do scientists believe they have found on Mars?
Katie, Michigan Lutheran.
Liquid water.
Correct.
For 5 points. All right, Bill.
for
that, that's actually where I was keeping score here and kind of didn't look at the time. So that's wrapping us up for the first half of the academic challenge. We'll be back with the score in the 60-second round after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Academic Challenge here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. At the end of the first half, the score is Michigan Lutheran 55, South Haven 50. Now on to the 60-second round. Teams, you have three categories to choose from. We're going to put 60 seconds on the timer and give you 60 seconds to answer as many of the 10 questions as you can. Each one is worth 10 points. There will be a 20-point bonus if you answer all 10 of the questions within those 60 seconds. You are encouraged to consult with one another at this point, but the answers have to come from the team captains. After the 1 minute is up, then the opposing team will have a chance to answer any questions that the first team could not answer. So, South Haven, you're trailing by 5 points at the moment, so you have first choice in these categories, which are the human body, literature, and music. And Peter, you are the team captain for South Haven. What are you choosing?
The human body.
Human body it is. Bill, pull out human body.
All right.
Is there a setup for this for the human body question?
There is, and it's name these five-letter parts of the body.
Name the five-letter parts to the body. And we will put 60 seconds on the clock. Lewis, are you ready, sir? All right, he's given us a thumbs up. The 60 seconds will begin as soon as Bill finishes reading the first question.
Main head bone.
Skull.
Correct.
Correct.
Short, opposable first digit of the hand.
Thumb.
Correct. Segment of large intestine from caecium to rectum.
Pass.
Pass.
Joint or bend connecting upper and lower arms.
Elbow.
Correct. Main trunk of systemic arteries.
Pass.
Large tooth behind bicuspids.
Canine.
Incorrect. Cirrhosis is a disease of what organ?
Liver.
Correct. Joint connecting foot with leg.
Ankle.
Correct. Vital fluid containing hemoglobin.
Blood.
Correct. The sartosis is the name of a muscle found in what part of the human body?
Thigh.
Correct. Main trunk of systemic arteries.
Oh.
Time's up. All right, he went back to
the ones that you passed on
just to see, yep, since we had some, mm-hmm, time. So you got seven correct. So that means Michigan Lutheran, there's three questions for 30 points that you have the chance to answer. We'll give you 60 seconds back on the clock. And we'll give you a chance to answer those three questions, and then we'll turn around and let you choose from the remaining two categories, in which then South Haven would have a chance to steal any that you don't answer. So 60 seconds back on the clock. And Katie, you're the team captain, so I'll take the answers from you, and we'll begin.
Segment of large intestine from caecum.
Colon.
To correct.
The colon, good.
Main trunk of the systemic.
Aorta.
Correct. Large tooth behind bicuspids.
Molar.
Correct.
Corolla. Okay. They got the three.
Yes,
all right.
They
we
did.
Didn't even need the 60 seconds, yep, on that one. All right. So then what we will do is turn the tables.
Oh my goodness.
And we have two remaining categories. So they are
literature and music.
Literature and music. So Katie from Michigan Lutheran, literature and music. What are you thinking?
We chose music.
You're going to go with music. Mm-hmm. All right. So we will put 60 seconds back on that clock and see how many you can answer in 60 seconds. South Haven, be ready to steal for any of those questions that they may not be able to answer. And any setup on this one?
No setup.
No setup. And here we go.
How many movements did the symphonies of the old masters have?
Four.
Correct. Which of the three Bs composed 226 cantatas?
Bach.
Correct. Duke Ellington composed and played what kind of music?
Jazz.
Correct. What is the lowest pitched brass instrument?
Tuba.
Correct. What is the traditional native song of a country called?
National anthem.
Incorrect. A grand piano has how many pedals?
Three.
Correct. The marzuka, a lively dance, originated
Poland.
In which... Correct. To what note are the top and bottom strings of a guitar tuned?
F.
Incorrect. How much shorter is a string that's an octave higher Is that the timer?
Nope, nope. Oh. Try it again.
How much shorter is a string that's an octave higher than another string?
Pass.
Which period of music history came just before the Baroque era?
Pass.
Pass. Okay, there's our time. Okay. So we got six correct on that one, so that means there's four questions, Southaven, that they didn't get to answer correctly. And we'll put 60 seconds back on the timer. Peter, are you ready to go?
Yes.
Here we go.
What is a traditional native song of a country called?
Pass.
To what note?
What was the answer on that
one? Oh, I'm sorry. He passed.
But what? And then they don't have a chance.
Oh, they don't have it. Okay.
Yep,
folk song.
Folk song. Okay.
Okay. To what note are the top and bottom strings of a guitar tuned?
G.
Incorrect.
It is.
It's E.
E.
How much shorter is a string that's an octave higher than another string?
A fifth.
Half as long.
Half as long. Okay, keep going.
Which period of music history came just before the Baroque era?
Romantic.
Incorrect. Renaissance.
Renaissance. All right. Then there was our time. So, all right. So he didn't pick up any of those, but that is okay. So that ends our 60-second round. I'll check the scores here, and we'll conclude the game next here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Academic Challenge here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. My name is Ray Gustafson, along with Bill Crowder here from Signature Dealer Group. The score at the end of the 60-second round, Michigan Lutheran 150, Southaven at 110. It's now time to find out what's happening at each of our participating schools. We'll head over to Michigan Lutheran first. Emily, nice and close to that microphone, and tell us all the great things happening at Michigan Lutheran.
At Michigan Lutheran High School, there are currently many interesting and fun activities going on. Tonight, we cheer on both our varsity and junior varsity volleyball teams as they head to Cassopolis for their final regular season game before the varsity team heads into districts on Monday. We also look forward to the first weekend in November, as it is a very exciting weekend for our school. Starting off the weekend, on Friday, November 2nd, all of our local Lutheran grade schools are coming to ML, where we will be packing blessing bags to send to Florida after Hurricane Michael, and we will also be joining in a worship service together. Continuing through that weekend, nine of our classmates will be traveling to Minnesota to visit Martin Luther College. Also on that weekend, our Titan Trap team will be heading out on a pheasant hunt as their first event of the year. We look forward to the morning of Saturday, November 3rd, as our weightlifting team holds their annual pancake breakfast fundraiser. In conclusion, we would like to thank all of the sponsors that make it possible for our teams to participate in Academic Challenge.
Thank you. Nice job. Move over to Southaven. Peter, what's going on at Southaven?
In Southaven, we'd like to wish good luck to the Southaven girls swim team, who will be competing at the MHSAA state finals. Special congratulations to Ellie Frost for breaking the school record in the 100-yard butterfly event, which previously stood for 25 years. Congratulations to the Southaven robotics team, team 4855, who made it to the finals at the Fair State Robo Day and made it to the quarterfinals at the Grand Rapids all-girls competition. We'd like everyone to join us this fall for our fall play at Listiac Auditorium titled Northwoods Nonsense, a comedy set in Moose Bottom Lake, Maine. And then we would like to thank Signature Dealer Group, WSJM, and all our sponsors for allowing Academic Challenge the opportunity to compete.
Great. Thank you. Now, Peter, are you talking about the same Ellie that's sitting right next to you here?
That's correct.
Congratulations.
We have a star among us.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. All right. Well, we have on the Michigan Lutheran team, we have a couple of substitutions for the second half. Please introduce yourself. Tell us what grade you're in and what is your who's your favorite teacher? Nice and close to that mic, please.
My name is Emily Marski. I'm in ninth grade, and my favorite teacher is Miss Sobel.
Okay, cool. And?
My name is Evie. I'm in 10th grade, and my favorite teacher is Miss Sobel.
Welcome to Academic Challenge. Is this the first time that you've competed? Very cool. Are you nervous? You should be. No, I'm just kidding, right, Bill?
No, it's easy.
I'm just kidding. All right, so we are ready for the second half of Academic Challenge. Again, my name is Ray Gustafson, along with Bill Crowder, the general manager here at Signature Dealer Group. Thanks for letting for hosting us here, Bill, by the way. I know I say it, but wanted to make sure that we get some recognition for you, for your support of Academic Challenge and for high school academics and allowing us to do the Academic Challenge here from your showroom here.
Well, we're glad to do it. It's an important part of our being part of our community to invest in the education and help with our youth.
Yeah, that's great. All right, teams ready for the second half?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Now, Bill tells me he wrote all the questions tonight. I'm just kidding. He told me that they could get a little bit tougher, so be ready. Here we go.
All right, for 10 points, Ivanka Trump, daughter of U.S. President Donald Trump, has announced the closure of her what?
Katie, Michigan Lutheran.
Fashion line with Nordstrom?
Correct.
For 10 points, good.
For 10 points, the nation of Zimbabwe held a peaceful vote in its first election since the ouster of what longtime leader?
Katie, Michigan Lutheran?
Nelson Mandela.
Incorrect.
All right, South Haven, take a chance, 5 seconds.
Robert Mugabe.
All right.
For 10 points, what country has published a list which effectively strips about 4 million people in the northeastern state of Assam of their citizenship?
Katie, Michigan Lutheran.
Syria.
Incorrect.
South Haven, 5 seconds. Peter?
Saudi Arabia.
Incorrect. The answer is India. For 5 points, on August the 31st, it announced it had banned 32 pages and accounts that were engaged in coordinated, inauthentic behavior and organized dozens of real-world events. And it said there were similarities to previous Russian disinformation.
Peter, South Haven?
Facebook.
Correct.
Facebook for 5 points. Good.
Next question for 5 points. The scribe in an ancient Egyptian court was equivalent to which position in our courts today?
Katie, Michigan Lutheran?
Scribe, equivalent to court reporter?
Correct.
Good, 5 points.
Next question for 5 points. What's the most common medical compliant among vacationers who travel? I'm sorry, let me repeat.
Yep.
5 points. What's the most common medical complaint among vacationers who travel in countries where the water is unsafe to drink?
Jordan, Michigan Lutheran.
Cholera.
Cholera.
Incorrect.
Incorrect. South Haven, 5 seconds. Right on the buzzer, Joe, South Haven.
Upset stomach.
Good close.
Guess. Good guess.
Both were close. Diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
Guess.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, for 5 points. It was the largest selling single for the Beatles and ran an unprecedented 7 minutes long.
Katie, Michigan Lutheran.
Hey, Jude.
Correct.
Hey, Jude for 5 points.
Next question for 5 points. Which of the following could be described as an autocrat? Henry David Thoreau, Thomas Jefferson, the Duchess of Windsor, or Benito Mussolini?
Jordan, Michigan Lutheran.
Benito Mussolini.
Correct.
For 5 points, good.
For 10 points, with what philosophy would you associate this phrase? It is impossible to live pleasurably without living wisely, well, and justly, and impossible to live wisely, well, and justly without living pleasurably.
Time's up.
Epicurean. That should have been worth more than 10.
That should have been worth more than 10. Yeah. Anybody even close to
yeah,
that? Did you, Katie?
I was guessing that.
Were you?
Yeah.
Didn't want to say it? All right. Next question.
For 10 points. In which year did the two Germanys become one?
Katie, Michigan Lutheran.
1983.
Incorrect.
Kate from South Haven.
1981.
Incorrect.
81? Nope.
It was 1990.
1990. All right.
Next question for 10 points. On U.S. warships 200 years ago, officers typically slept in berths, but the majority of the sailors slept on what?
Peter, South Haven?
A hammock.
Correct.
A hammock for 10 points.
Next question for 10 points. His body was returned to England in 1873, but his heart was buried in Africa. Whom am I talking about?
Katie, Michigan Lutheran.
Cecil Rhodes.
Incorrect.
South Haven, 5 seconds. Peter?
Livingstone.
Correct.
For 10 points.
Next question for 5 points. For fresco, you have to put what on the wall before you apply paint?
Emily, Michigan Lutheran.
Plaster.
Correct.
Plaster for 5 points.
Next question for 10 points. No law ranging from the compensation for the services of the senators and representatives shall take effect until an election of representatives shall have intervened. This was one of 12 such restrictions on the power of government, of which 2 were later dropped. What is the name of the document?
Jordan, Michigan Lutheran.
Constitution of the United States.
Incorrect.
5 seconds, South Haven.
Time? The Bill of Rights.
All right.
A math question, so pick your pencils up.
And I will offer him to read it twice. If you know the answer after the first time, you may buzz in. So, and this will be the last question, by the way.
And for 10 points. What values for X will make this expression undefined?
Say it one more time.
What values for X will make this expression undefined? X squared minus 3X plus 2 divided by X squared plus 2X.
Say it one more time, the end of it. Well, we've got Joe from South Haven trying.
0 and negative 2.
That is correct.
For 10 points. So there we go. All right. Well, that does it. That's the end of today's Academic Challenge Match. We'll tabulate the scores and announce the winners after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back on News Talk 94.9, WSJM's Academic Challenge, to announce today's winners and thank our sponsors. The winners by a score of 180 to 145, the team from Michigan Lutheran. Congratulations, both teams. Nicely done. Thanks for joining us here on WSJM's Academic Challenge, brought to you by Signature Dealer Group. Get the deal, not the ordeal. Go to signaturedealergroup.com. I hear it's truck month too, Bill.
It is.
Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. The Cook Nuclear Plant. Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, where Lancers become leaders. Bradford Insurance Agency, your local AAA insurance agent. And South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. Join News Talk 94.9 WSJM again next week at the same time as New Buffalo and Lawrence go head-to-head on Academic Challenge.